This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Alec Baldwin in tears. His first sit-down interview since the movie set shooting.
Even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
And the accused school shooter saying his prayers. Will his parents face charges?
I'll see you all next time.
And praise for the slain football star who tried to disarm him.
Everything about us is tough.
Then it's here.
The CDC has identified its first case of the Omicron variant in the United States.
What we've learned about the patient.
And the epidemic of follow home robberies. The latest, mom and baby followed home and robbed.
What you need to know to make sure you're not followed home.
Plus, violent confrontation.
Call 911. Call 911.
Is it another Kyle Rittenhouse-style self-defense killing? Then, the model whose lip was bitten off by a dog.
Literally from here to here, ripped off.
Can they repair her beautiful face? And a star is born.
Tonight, tonight.
The new Maria, when she was in high school.
I feel pretty.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Alec Baldwin is speaking out in his first sit-down interview about fatally shooting a cinematographer on the movie set. Baldwin says the accident is the worst thing that's ever happened to him, but he insists he did not pull the trigger.
It's the interview the world has been waiting for.
Even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
His voice cracking with emotion and wiping away tears, Alec Baldwin speaks about accidentally killing his cinematographer, Halyna Hutchins.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
Baldwin was interviewed by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Stephanopoulos spoke about the exclusive sit-down on Good Morning America today.
You know, I've done thousands of interviews in the last 20 years at ABC. This was the most intense I've ever experienced. Well, it's so raw. I mean, as you can imagine, he's devastated. But he was also very candid. He was very forthcoming. He answered every question.
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
The interview will air on ABC in a primetime special event Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and will then stream later that evening on Hulu. Another student has died from their injuries in yesterday's school shooting in Michigan, bringing the death toll to 4. And here is the first photo of the young man charged with terrorism and first-degree murder. He's only 15, but he's being charged as an adult. Amber Cagliano has more.
He's the baby-faced suspect in the school shooting saying his prayers. He was arraigned today as an adult on 4 counts of murder as his parents watch via Zoom.
I'm Jennifer Crumbly.
James Crumbly.
Ethan here.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly's father reportedly bought the gun used in the shootings, a Sig Sauer 9mm, just last Friday. The teen posted this photo of the weapon with the caption, "Just got my new beauty today." Student Isaac Fantich was in class with the suspect the morning of the shooting.
He looked depressed, like when you see him.
That day or every day?
every day.
And these students are being praised today for their quick thinking in the midst of the school shooting. You can hear somebody trying to persuade the students to open the door.
Sheriff's office, they can come out.
But the savvy kids don't buy it.
Now, we're not willing to take that risk right now.
I can't hear you.
We're not taking that risk right now.
Okay, well, come to the door and look at my bag, bro.
That does it. When they hear the word bro, they believe it's the shooter.
He said bro. Red flag.
They flee out a window and rush across a courtyard to safety.
Slow down. You're fine.
But Sheriff Michael Bouchard said today it wasn't the school shooter behind the door.
More than likely, it was one of our plainclothes detectives. And he may have been talking, bro, in a conversational manner to try to bring them down from the crisis. The suspect never knocked on a door.
I spoke with security expert Bill Stanton.
How savvy, how smart were these kids to question this voice behind the door?
They asked the right questions. They listened. And they made their threat assessment, and they listened to their instinct, and they evaded potential danger.
The drama unfolded at Oxford High School outside Detroit.
We're in lockdown right now.
Teachers and students rush to barricade the doors. Police disarmed the 15-year-old shooter within 5 minutes, but 4 students were killed and 7 others wounded, including a teacher. 16-year-old Tate Meir died a hero trying to disarm the shooter.
Everything about us is tough.
Tate Meir was number 42 on the football team. Today, there's a petition to name the school's stadium after him. Madison Baldwin was a bright 17-year-old senior. Amid the chaos after the shooting, her grandmother appealed for information on Facebook. Please help. My granddaughter Madison cannot be located. Please ask your children if they've seen her. Sadly, Madison was among those slain. Hannah St. Juliana is the youngest victim, just 14 years old. She was a talented volleyball player. Just a month before the shooting, the students had been given training in how to react in a school shooting, including how to fight back. The training kicked in when it counted.
He said, bro, red flag.
County prosecutor today said they are also weighing charging both of the parents of the suspect and say they'll make that decision swiftly. Medical experts said it was inevitable, and today the first case of the Omicron variant was found here in the United States. The CDC confirmed today that a person in San Francisco who recently traveled to South Africa has the new COVID variant. Stephen Fabian has more.
Omicron is here. The dreaded first case has been detected in California.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative.
The good news, it's a mild case.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
The unidentified patient did not have the booster shot.
The CDC announced steps to impose stricter testing requirements on travelers coming from overseas. It's all in an attempt to slow the spread of the Omicron variant. But some reports today suggest that Omicron may not be as great of a threat as first feared.
A spokesperson for the World Health Organization today says that Omicron infections appear to be milder, but more transmissible.
But there's no indication to suggest that the vaccines won't work, even if there is a reduction in efficacy.
The early data might indicate milder infections. So these complicating serious pneumonias that we have with other variants, such as Delta, appear at the moment to be less frequent with Omicron.
There's a lot of confusion over how to pronounce the new variant.
The newly discovered Omicron variant.
The rapidly spreading Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant.
So, which is right? Turns out they all are. Those are all acceptable ways to pronounce Omicron. Meanwhile, NBA star LeBron James is in isolation today. It's not clear if he's positive for COVID or had close contact with someone who is. The news coming moments before last night's Lakers game.
Big news, and it's not good news. LeBron has entered the health and safety protocols.
James, who's fully vaccinated, was flown home on a private jet. And did President Trump test positive for COVID just 3 days before his first debate with Joe Biden? That's the claim being made today by Mr. Trump's former chief of staff.
Did Donald Trump have COVID during his first presidential debate against Joe Biden? That's the bombshell claim made by Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. In his new memoir, he says Trump tested positive for coronavirus 3 days before he took the debate stage. It was the same day of that controversial Rose Garden gathering for Justice Amy Coney Barrett that we now know was a super spreader event.
At least a dozen people who attended that would later test positive.
Meadows said Trump was heading to a rally when the positive result came in. He then took a second test on Air Force One, which came back negative, so he continued on. Nothing was going to stop Trump from going out there, Meadows wrote. 3 days later, at the debate, Meadows says Trump was moving slower than usual.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
3 days after that, Trump revealed he and Melania had COVID. President Biden was asked about the revelations today.
Do you think the former president put you at risk?
I don't think about the former president.
Mr. Trump has called Meadows' claims fake news. They're called follow-home robberies, where criminals follow unsuspecting people to their house. And as Jim Array reports, authorities say the latest incident was a woman targeted while out for a walk with her baby.
A mother on a stroll with her baby enters the security code to her upscale home. She entertains her child with a little dance while awaiting the gate to open. She has no idea that a silver sedan has followed her home. When the gate starts to open, two men exit their car, and in the driveway they make their move, demanding her diaper bag. Neighbors in the upscale LA neighborhood of Hancock Park are in shock.
The terror that this poor woman went through was horrible with her baby. But now when I come home, I watch to make sure nobody's following me before I pull in my driveway.
It's the latest in a string of follow home robberies. Here, robbers ambush a man and his fiance as they pull into their driveway. Cops believe the suspect spotted the couple at a high-end club in Hollywood, then followed them 50 miles, yes, 50 miles to their house in Upland. They made off with an $18,000 Rolex. It's part of a disturbing new epidemic of follow-home robberies, at least 133 just in Los Angeles. It's so bad, the LAPD has formed a follow-home robbery task force. In another shocking crime, the wife of legendary music executive Clarence Avant was shot and killed today in a home invasion robbery in the exclusive Truesdale Estates in Beverly Hills. Clarence Avant is known as the godfather of black music. In October, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to a standing ovation. Jacqueline Avant was 81. Their daughter is Nicole Avant, the former U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas during the Obama administration. Retired LAPD Detective Moses Castillo says there are steps you can take to make sure you're not followed home. First rule, look behind you.
And if it doesn't feel right, and someone's following you, go to the nearest police station, dial 911 right away. If they are asking you for your money, your belongings, give it to them. Don't resist.
The LA chief of police says he hasn't seen violent robberies like these in decades. And there's a development in the Gabby Petito story. The parents of Brian Laundrie are selling their home in Northport, Florida. A for sale by owner sign was posted on the front yard, which was the scene of angry protests during the investigation. The home's estimated to sell for between $200,000 and $300,000. Other news today, a disagreement over child custody arrangements has ended in death. The argument escalated and a father was shot. The man who pulled the trigger says it was self-defense. We should warn you, the video is disturbing.
It's an argument that is about to lead to one man's death.
Where's my son?
54-year-old Chad Reed is picking up his son from his ex-wife's house. Christina Reed and her new boyfriend are telling him to leave. Then the boyfriend goes inside the house in Lubbock, Texas. The argument between the exes heats up. Suddenly the boyfriend comes out. He's got a rifle. The two men go chest to chest. They struggle for the weapon. Kyle Carruth fires into the ground.
Call 911.
Then he turns and fires two more shots.
Oh my God!
I have it on video, Kyle.
I told all of y'all to leave.
The dead man's widow just released the video. She told GMA that she never could have imagined she would be recording her own husband's death.
I thought it was like a stun gun or a taser gun or something. Like, who's going to bring out? They're having a discussion about a custody thing.
The shooting is reminding many of the Kyle Rittenhouse case. He claimed self-defense and was acquitted. The boyfriend in Texas, identified as Kyle Carruth, is also claiming self-defense. We asked legal analyst Royal Oaks to look at the video.
When you're going nose to nose, chest to chest with somebody who's so much bigger than you, he literally swings you around 360 degrees, then he grabs your gun. I would take that self-defense case to a jury 7 days a week.
Carruth has not been arrested. The shooting is still under investigation.
We'll be right back.
Next, the model whose lip was bitten off by a dog.
Literally from here to here, ripped off.
Can they repair her beautiful face?
And
a star is born.
Tonight, tonight.
The new Maria, when she was in high school.
I feel pretty.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A model's career is in doubt after a dog bit her on the face. Now she's hoping plastic surgeons can restore her smile.
She just started her career as a model, but all that changed for 22-year-old Brooklyn Corey when her cousin's pit bull attacked her, ripping off her upper lip.
He was like hanging off of my mouth.
We want to warn you that the image after the accident is graphic. Brooklyn snapped a photo looking at herself in the mirror.
You could see the fear in my eye, just like, oh my God, that's what I look like. Like, how do you fix this? Like, how do you fix this? I didn't realize he had taken off my whole lip.
At first, she thought it was just a minor bite, but the true realization quickly set in.
Literally from here to here, ripped off completely.
Brooklyn has had multiple surgeries to rebuild her lip, documenting the journey on social media.
I'm literally 2 weeks out of the hospital. Like, I'm still swollen. This is super, super new. It's very puffy.
Doctors have taken skin and nerves from her arm, transplanting them to create a new functioning lip.
Are you afraid of dogs
now? I love dogs.
While Brooklyn still has several more surgeries ahead, she's looking forward to getting her smile back.
Has this caused you to redefine beauty?
I learned to love myself within this last year, no matter how I look.
The dog was put down. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Still to come, a star is born.
Tonight, tonight.
The new Maria, when she was in high school.
I feel pretty.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The young actress playing Maria in the new West Side Story is destined for stardom.
She's the breakout star of Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, playing the iconic role of Maria. A role made famous in the 1961 original by the late Natalie Wood. Hard to believe this is 20-year-old Rachel Zegler's first movie role ever.
Can you believe this is your first movie?
Oh my goodness. You know what? I can. Because this is really weird and overwhelming, isn't it?
I'm off the deep end.
Rachel was a 17-year-old high school student posting videos like this on YouTube when she auditioned for Maria, beating out more than 30,000 other hopefuls. And Rachel had some early West Side Story experience.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, I feel pretty and pretty and bright.
Here she is playing Maria in a New Jersey community theater production at just 16. Talk about a Cinderella story.
It will always stand as a timeless classic. It's a timeless classic for a reason.
Tonight, tonight.
And when we come back, some brotherly love. Finally today, Big Brother's going back to college, and Little Brother is letting him know just how he feels.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you!
I love you!
Love you!
I love you!
And now back to business.
And that's Inside Edition. I'm Deborah Norville. We'll see you tomorrow.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.